Yes, it's coffee time. Coffee. Cappuccino. Java. Yes.
Hello, everybody, and as it says, welcome to the coffee break. Last week we were unable to broadcast, and I know that it was very disappointing, not only for us, but very disappointing for all of you. And unfortunately, we went back to load shedding last week here in South Africa. But by the grace of Yahweh, it's now over for probably about another few days. No, I'm just kidding. Hopefully, it will be over for a while, and everything will be back to schedule. Hey, Aaliyah. And we're blessed this evening to be on air with you again, and it's good to see familiar faces. I pray this
faces. Where do you see these faces?
Familiar yet? Names.
Imagine if there were faces. Oh,
there are
cool.
Some faces there, though. At least there's some pictures there that we can see.
Welcome, everybody, to the coffee break. And I'm just trying to tell Yosef to do something with my headset. Thank you so much. It's so good to be with all of you today. And you know what? It's so exciting to be back on the coffee break. And like Yosef said, load shedding. And for those who live outside the country, obviously, you know, it's kind of like, what is this load shedding, you know? But obviously, they just switch our electricity off so that they can save electricity so that they can sell coal to another nation and tell us that something has gone wrong. So that's technically how it works. And, you know, that's not a conspiracy theory. That is just, you know, a little bit of truth there. But we are so happy to be back on the coffee break. And tonight, we're going to be talking about what it means to align time spiritually, you know, tapping into what is in, you know, really the spiritual sense of time, so to speak, and to really tap into that and to really think, okay, you know, what's happening and how do I get there and everything like that. And I see Solomon saying minus 43 Celsius over there, staying
warm. Can we trade with you?
Let's do a trade. I assume that that's minus 43 Celsius, so that's not even Fahrenheit, is it? Well, anyway, I know that today was about 30 degrees Celsius, so it was more here, so it was a more quite warm, but not as warm as it normally gets, but it's still quite warm, so we'll do a bit of a trade. Maybe we'll need to do some home swapping in
minus
the future.
Minus 43 is really, really cold compared to what it is here. My goodness me.
Yeah, you know what? We actually, Yosef and myself, prefer the colder weather, and we would love to swap. You know, summer is just crazy. But again, we are living in Africa, so we have to kind of suck it up a bit. But you know what, Yosef, I'd love for you just to open up in prayer for us this evening, and we're going to have such a nice conversation today.
Father, we just thank you in the name of Yeshua, Father, that we can be on air again. Thank you, Father, for this great opportunity. Thank you, Abba Father, that we can come together as friends, Father, as family in you. And I pray this evening, Father, that as we speak, Father, about time, about your time, Father, I pray, Yahweh, that you will speak to us. And Father, as we are heading, Father, closer and closer to the return of your Son, I pray as well, Father, that the words that we speak, Father, and the things that we do will be meaningful, Father, in your kingdom. And Father, that we will be people of your time, Father, in step with your Spirit on a daily basis. And we thank you for that. Father, we pray a blessing over everybody that has joined us, and we thank you for them. In Yeshua's name we pray. Amen.
Amen. I see Aideen hearted the coffee break. Welcome to the coffee break, Aideen. New face, not so familiar on the coffee break, but not new to us. Welcome, Aideen. And welcome so much to Colleen as well, again, for joining us. So good to see so many of you here. And yeah, I just had to do a shout out, but now I can't see my screen anymore. So if I don't say hello to anyone else that's joining, welcome.
Aaliyah's doing all the shout outs and all the tech things is just crashing around. I'm trying to fix it all. So if I'm a little bit quiet this evening, then you know why.
You know, it's so funny because Yosef has been upgrading things and doing so much work on the website, and he got to doing so many things, and then then he just had so many chaotic things happening. But that's what happens sometimes, doesn't it, with technology. But hey, we praise Yeshua that everything is going well. You know what? When we talk about time, there is so many aspects to time. But tonight, I just want to share with you some of the things that Abba Father has laid on my heart. And even if it's just for one person that's here on the coffee break with us, we saw last time when we were on the coffee break, you know, there were just things that we started to share that Yeshua was laying in our hearts. And we received such a powerful email after that, just from someone who was on the coffee break saying how powerful that time was for them, how important it was for them to be there. So sometimes it's just maybe for one person on the coffee break. Sometimes it's for everybody. And tonight there is a message and it is for somebody. And I'm excited about that. And you know what? We're going to be focusing on Exodus 12, verse 1. One entire verse, which is going to just be incredible. We're talking about one verse, and that's going to be almost the center of the coffee break tonight. Yes, yes.
Biblical exegesis out the window there.
Well, you know, it's exegeting one verse, yes. No, but you know what? The larger context of Exodus 12 is obviously Passover time, and obviously of the Israelites coming out of Egypt. All the plagues have happened. This final plague is, you know, taking place, where it's death of the firstborn and all of that is happening and going on. All these plagues have happened and Egypt is just reeling under the weight of all the plagues. And that's really where we find ourselves in Exodus 12, verse 1. And it says that Yahweh said to Moses and Aaron in Egypt, verse 2, Yosef, this month is to be for you the first month of your year. And then he goes into Passover. And this is what we're going to be talking about tonight. Now, I know that for some of you, you hear that verse and automatically your mind is thinking of Passover. We're thinking of the feasts, which are coming up in just 8 weeks' time. Super exciting. Mm. But you know what? The feast times, if we, you know, work them out all together, the complete length of time, if we put the spring feast and the fall feast all together, we got about 5 or 6 weeks of festival times throughout the year. What do we do with the other weeks that are present in a full year? You know, if we got 5 or 6 weeks, if we put them all together that we were celebrating festival times, what do the other weeks of our lives look like? What time governs that reality in our lives?
You know, Leah, I think that's an important point that you're making. I think we shouldn't just, you know, just say it and then leave it there. The truth of the matter is that, you know, in this walk of faith, I've noticed that there is a lot of people that tend to fall into that category, unfortunately, because I think as people, we go back to our jobs, we go back to the things that we do on a weekly basis. And then when the festivals do come, it's kind of like a spiritual rejuvenation that takes place. And as human beings, we want to carry that feeling, or we want to carry what has taken place on the festivals with us. And it's important that we do. That's what we're supposed to do. We're supposed to change. The festivals are supposed to change us from inside out. But unfortunately, because we're living in this world and we are fleshly, we tend to, you know, go up and down. And I've noticed that a lot of times what people do is they don't take what has happened at the festivals and apply it to their life, the entire biblical year or the entire walk of their faith with Yeshua. So they live from festival to festival. And those festivals, like you said, are pretty far apart. And what happens in between the festivals sometimes is where people struggle and where people kind of really hit dips up and down. And sometimes people, you know, will even speak to us and say, you know what, it's difficult. And when the times of the festivals come, and especially when it's festivals and you know, now with Corona, it's not so easy. But when the festivals are together and we're coming together as a community, it's easier because that's when things are happening. But what happens when we leave? I've heard people say, oh, well, you know what, it's okay. I'm so grateful for, you know, such and such a festival, because that's when I can make right, or that's when I can do that. That's not how we should be living. We should be living as if the festivals and the principles of the festivals were with us every single day, so that it can be our lifestyle. And just as we apply Torah, you know, that's the thing. We apply Torah and we keep the Sabbath and we do this and we don't, you know, we don't break the commandments as much as we can. You know, there are times when we tend to, but just as we have this how do I say, this kind of zeal to do that. So we should have the same kind of zeal to live a holy, righteous life, not just on the festivals, all the time. And the festivals then will be a time where the glory and the power and the truth of what Yahweh is trying to reveal to us will really happen, because we will be prepared to meet Him on His appointments with a clean heart, clean hands, and not have all that baggage that we've been carrying with us for the whole time.
So true what you're saying, and so important to share that. And you know, I just want to take this one verse and just, you know, when we encounter our Bible, the scriptures, when we encounter it, we often read things, and it is good, like you said, to do correct, you know, biblical exegesis and to look up and down and lo and behold. But I know a lot of times people take, you know, a whole book of the Bible and we'll read it all together to get the fuller context, and that's really, really good. But in order to properly study the Bible, we have to unpack word by word, verse for verse, context by context, social context, language context, historical context, in order to understand what is really, really happening. And that's what I want to do with this one verse tonight, really break it open for you and say, what was Yahweh actually doing by saying to Aaron and Moses, this is going to be the first day, the first month of this year. This is going to be the time zone that I am bringing you into. Now, time zones are so incredibly specific. I mean, in our modern world today, we have different time zones and we're so used to it. And it is something that, you know, we just experience, something that we do, and time zones. But Yahweh also has a time zone that He was doing at this particular moment. You know what? This wasn't just about, hey, it's going to be the first month for you because Passover is coming. No, there was something radical that Yahweh was doing right there. You know what? The first thing that Yahweh does as He's redeeming His people, the Israelites, out of Egypt, is give them a new time. And it's not just about the feast. I'm going to put the feast aside for now. It is about first day, first month. This is the calendar. Now, we know that Egypt had its own calendar, just from a practical perspective of the ancient Near Eastern world. We know that Egypt had its own time calendar, and it was a time calendar that was, of course, ruled by their main deity, that was the sun. And you know, all of their pharaohs named themselves after the sun and even changed their names to reflect the sun. Everything revolved around the sun, the flooding of the Nile. Everything revolved around what they could see. And also, on a different level, you know, the Israelites were slaves in Egypt. So everything that they did in their lives was dominated by masters. They were told when to eat. They were told when to go home. They were told when to rest. They were told when to work. They were told when to do absolutely everything. At the end of the day, the fact that they were governed by the time of the Egyptians meant that they were governed by slavery, and their identity was rooted in what it meant to be a slave to Egypt. That was who they were. They were slaves in a place that, of course, they were blessed in the sense that they grew, their population grew. Yahweh blessed them. He said that they would be there. But they lived a really, really hard life. And time governed their entire lives, but it was the time of a system that was not given by Yahweh. You know, here's a fact that maybe is just something interesting I'll throw out there. You know, obviously, many, many years later, like 1,400 years later, whatever it is, whether you believe in the early Exodus date or the later one, over 1,400 years later, Cleopatra, that the lady that we all know so very well, she took, you know, Julius Caesar to the temple that her grandfather had built. And on the ceiling of that temple was an outline of Egyptian time. And it was a specific way that the Egyptians decided time worked, all ruled by the sun. And the frescoes you can actually still see in that temple today of her family. And she took Julius Caesar there. Obviously, they were together in this relationship. And he was so, so impacted by the time that Egypt had and the way that they were so wise and recognized time that he took their system back, obviously, to Rome. And then we got the Julian calendar from. So Egypt had a time, and it was very, very specific, but it was also connected to their gods, to their deities, to paganism and idolatry, and all those evil, wicked things that Yahweh no longer wanted his people involved with. So in order for them to come out into a new identity, time had to be made something very, very different. He was giving them a new identity through giving them a new way of reckoning time. And it's so important to understand that up until that point, Yosef, you know, for a very, very long time, Yahweh worked with individuals. Mm-hmm. You know, he was working with Adam, he was working with Noah, and then, you know, it became Abraham and Sarah, it became Isaac and Rebekah, it became Jacob and his 12 sons, and then it became Joseph. And then Joseph's family obviously stayed in Egypt for 430 years, they grew there. Now Yahweh was birthing a nation, and think of how significant this moment was. Yahweh was always working with individual people, with families, whole families, you know, Abraham's family, Isaac's family, Jacob's family. He was working with these families and with people, but now he was taking a people group for himself, and he was going to establish them in a place that he was going to give them. And the marker that they first had to take hold of in their hands was time. How would we reckon our time? How would we determine who we are going to serve? And that was by how they were going to use their time. Now, Israel had a choice. The Israelites had a choice how they were going to live, move, and have their being through how they were going to handle time. And Yahweh was saying to them, this is a new day. This is a new month. This is how you're going to reckon the year. And now you need to determine what you're going to choose for life. And it speaks so deeply to us because we know that through Yeshua, who is the Passover lamb right here, Passover is going to be taking place in this Exodus 12, that we are redeemed from this world system. We are redeemed from the slavery of this world that determines how we should have our time. For example, the world dictates that we must hustle and we must consistently work and we mustn't lose time. You know, don't sleep. Don't do this, you know, get on board, you know, work, work, work. But Yahweh says, no, you need to rest in me and you need to have a Shabbat. For example, Yahweh knows exactly how he wants us as a set apart, sacred people to him. He wants us to know how he reckons time so that we can have the fulfillment of our beings every single week in him and be walking deeply in the alignment of time that's happening with him in the spirit realm. And to bring this to also a modern context, Yosef, we see so many things happening in our world right now. We see it almost feels, and I know a lot of people feel, that it feels like Abba Father is just a little bit missing in a sense. We have this pandemic that's now in its second year. A lot of people dying, people we love passing away, people we know of passing away, people we've looked up to passing away. We have, you know, our friends that are healthcare workers that are having breakdowns. We have people that are struggling with their mental health. Now we also see the whole situation with America, this whole reality happening. There is so much happening in our world everywhere all the time that it just feels like time in itself is speeding up. The enemy's work is speeding up. And it's so easy that the forces of darkness can get our minds and our thoughts sucked in to what the enemy is doing time-wise. You know, in everything that's happening, we see all these bad things happening. But Yahweh, it's almost as though there's a cloud that's descended upon the earth. You know, this cloud of darkness. And in order for us to tap into the alignment of Yahweh's time in the spirit realm, it's as though we have to penetrate through that darkness by the power of the Holy Spirit in order to see above the clouds and say, Abba Father, what are you still doing? What are you still at work in? And it can't just be for ourselves. It can't just be, Abba Father, what is the time that you have me in? Yes, we need to be asking that. But Abba Father, what is your time for the world right now? We know that people still need to hear the gospel. We know that people still need to hear the truth. We know that people still need hope. We know all of those things. So what is Yahweh doing? And that's a question that people have been asking for the last year. What is Yahweh doing? And you know, the word says that Abba Father doesn't do anything unless he's revealed it to his prophets first, you know, then he does things. But people are not saying anything, and we don't hear any real inspired words of Yahweh at the moment. So it's about really getting to a point where we are not living in Egypt's time, which is the darkness happening in our world right now, that slavery system. We need to be in a time frame every single day, that perfect Kairos time, just as Yeshua was, walking consistently in his Father's time, even though he seemed late sometimes, he was not. We need to be able to penetrate through the darkness and get up above it and say, Abba Father, what are you doing now? We have a new identity. We have been given this new way of life that you've called us out of darkness through salvation. What is it that you're requiring of me with my time? And what are you doing with the world in this time?
You know, Leah, I'm reminded of that scripture that says that we are to redeem the time, for the days are evil. You know, that's exactly what I really feel is so important, that we need to be redeeming the time that we have and not wasting our time and not becoming people that become so caught up with the things of this world. I'm reminded, I said this to you earlier on, I'm reminded where Paul speaks to Timothy and he quotes and he says to him, I'm quoting what he says, and he says, you know, it's not... A soldier does not get involved in civilian matters. A soldier of Yahweh, a person who is part of the kingdom of Yahweh, does not get involved in civilian matters. We need to ask Yahweh, like you said, what is my mandate? What is it that you have given me to do so that I can redeem the time that is given to me? Because each one of us has a time frame. Each one of us is given this life, and for some of us, we will live it until we're very old. For others, there is a different destiny, whether it be that we have to only live a few years, or by the grace of Yahweh, we live longer. It's up to Yahweh who decides. But while we are in this body and while we are upon this earth, are we redeeming the time that we're given? And as you said, time feels like it is speeding up, and it's almost like you said, the scripture says very clearly in Isaiah, and I quote the scripture often, that darkness is going to cover the earth. And darkness, brothers and sisters, is covering the earth, but it says Yahweh's glory will rise upon you. That's what it says. But it will only rise upon you or upon me if we have prepared a place for his presence to dwell. Our bodies, our spirits, our who we are is that living tabernacle for him. And if we are walking according to the time of this world, we are going to fill ourselves with things of this world. We are going to fill ourselves with junk. We're going to fill ourselves with incorrect understanding. We're going to fill ourselves with wrong time and wrong things. And it all plays together. And that was the problem, like you said, with Israel when they were in Egypt. Because they were in a different time, they were burdened. By the time that they found themselves in, they were burdened by the things that were happening around them. And that's why Paul says over and over, he says, you were once in darkness, but now you have been brought out of that place into Yahweh's marvelous light, into the light of the knowledge of his son, Yeshua. And it's the son, Yeshua, that redeems us and sets us free and puts us in time with him again on the right path. But then it's your duty to remain in step with him. And I think that's the thing that people don't understand. Keeping Yahweh's commandments, doing what he asks you to do, is one part of that. But we have to remain in time with him. And so often, there are many people, Aaliyah, and I want to say this evening, there are many people who do all the things that is required of them by basically, you know, I must keep the Sabbath, I must do this, I must do this. I understand, that's important. But Yeshua did those things, but at the same time that he was doing those things, he was listening to the voice of his Father. And when his Father told him, I want you to go there, he went. Like you said, he was in step. Why? Because he was intimate with his Father. And when his Father told him to go and do things, he was able to do it because he was a clean vessel. And it, yes, he was the son of Yahweh, but that doesn't change the fact that you and I have to walk by the Ruach of Yahweh on a daily basis. We have to ask Yahweh to remove all the things in our lives that hinders us from hearing him and hinders us from walking in step with him. And it starts, like you said, it starts by getting rid of the things of this world that so easily ensnare us, like Paul says, the things of this world that so easily ensnare us, whether it be your fears, your doubts, your anxieties, all these things. And the truth of the matter is that things upon this earth are probably not going to get better. They are not going to get better in the next couple of years. They're not going to get better, you know, in the next, you know, quite a few years, or even in tomorrow or the next day. And things are not going to just miraculously go away. Yahweh says that, you know, those days are going to be difficult, and that he will be with us as we go through these days. But it's important, brothers and sisters, that while we are going through these days, that we are in step with the King. He has walked the road ahead of us. He said, I go to prepare a place for you. He also said that I will be with you until the end of the age, if we keep his commandments, if we do what he asks us to do, and if we stay in him. If you remain in me, then I will remain in you. And his words need to remain in us. The words of life. It is the words of life that keeps us in time with him. If we don't have those words in us, and we don't have his revelation living inside of us, his revealed word and the understanding of who he is, man, it's going to be really, really difficult as we go forward.
You know, Yosef, I also just always, you know, sense that it's important for us as believers to be praying for one another, you know, because it is, you know, to be in step with the Father. We know, like you said, that things are going to happen on this earth, in this world, that is going to be hard to witness, hard to see, hard to, you know, it's heavy. And we need to pray for one another, pray for one another. That's what the earliest congregations were doing in the book of Acts as well. They always used to get together. There were thousands of them getting together praying for each other, you know. And that must have been so incredible. Today, like we always say, you know, you want to open the prayer meeting and you say, okay, who's going to pray first? And nobody wants to pray first. Those guys were like, okay, I'm going to pray, you're going to pray. Everybody wanted to pray. They were a praying body of believers. And we need to be a praying body of believers today. Even if we can't always get together, we need to make a plan to just consistently be praying for each other, you know, that we will grow in that light of Yeshua, the glory of Yeshua, the light that he has inside of us, and that we will be able to withstand. Yes, it is a great opportunity that we have in this dark world to share his truth and to share Yeshua's love, and what a magnificent task he has given to us. But we also need to continue to encourage one another. You know, I was recently watching a documentary on the Great Barrier Reef presented by David Attenborough, who, in my opinion, is just really an incredible human being. And he was talking about the dangers of the, you know, what's going to happen in the Great Barrier Reef and the dangers that's happening in the ocean. And I don't like watching documentaries like that because I've got a very soft heart when it comes to animals. So I just sit crying a lot of the time. But I wanted to watch the Great Barrier Reef because I've had the great privilege of diving the Great Barrier Reef, and it was a highlight for me in my entire life. And just seeing the beauty that is there, Yosef, and knowing that the word of Yahweh says that in his final days, a third of what is in the ocean is going to die. I can't handle that. That's too much for me. So I need someone to pray for me in that area. That's what I'm saying. We need to pray for each other because Yahweh has given us a heart for things. Yahweh may give us a heart for people. Yahweh may give us a heart for the world, whatever it may be. But it's going to be hard because we will see hard things in these times. And we cannot pretend that that is not going to be a reality. And it's not like we're trying to be all negative this evening, because it's definitely not a negative message. It's really a message about knowing that these things will happen, but we can still be in alignment with the good things that Yahweh is going to do for us, but then also for the world. And one of the good things, when we think about Yeshua saying this truth will be preached into all the earth and then the end will come, that is a true message of hope, that because we know 3 billion people haven't heard the gospel, so we can rejoice when that day comes, when everybody hears and has a chance. So there will be good things that's happening. The time given to the saints, you've spoken about that so many times in many of your teachings. That time is still coming. So we know that these things are going to happen and it's going to be good. But that time given to the saints is given to them because they are in step with his time and they are in Kairos time. So they will be able to perform the miracles. The blind will see, the lame will be healed, and there will be magnificent signs and wonders in this earth that the saints will do. But it's because, like you said, they are a clean vessel and also going to be moving in the time zone of Yeshua. And I believe that we can function in that place every single day if we are in alignment with his time.
You know, Leah, I'm sitting here, and as you talk here, I really just feel that Yahweh is talking. And, You know, we need to be obedient and say things when he speaks. And I really feel tonight that, you know, the message is very important. And maybe on a surface you're saying, okay, you know, I understand this, I've heard maybe someone say this before, but tonight I really want to challenge you that this isn't just a message, or it isn't just, hey, you know what, be in time with your king. I really do believe it's a warning, and that Yahweh is wanting us to hear this, because there is a time coming where there is going to be so many, many people who once believed and once confessed Yeshua with their mouths that are going to return back to Egypt, back to that time that they had before, into the way that it was before. As it says in the word, it says at that time many will apostatize and many will abandon their faith, and they will go back to the way that it was. And you know, Aaliyah, as you were talking, I just felt Yahweh saying it's exactly how it was in the days of Israel, where they chose, instead of moving forward, they decided that it was better to go back into the place of slavery, back into the place of darkness, back into the place where Yahweh was not. And they remained in a time, or almost as if to say in a time warp, in a zone where Yahweh was not able to fully penetrate or fully get through to them, because they chose to remain there. And we need to understand that Yahweh is moving forward. He's moving forward, and we've seen it as he delivered people from the church. He took out a remnant. Mm-hmm. Then he has taken a remnant out again. And he's continuing to refine his people, as it says. It says that he will continue to refine them until the day that Yeshua returns. But that refinement is dependent on you and I. You choose. You can be standing at the wrong place at the wrong time. If you're on your way to a job, right, and you miss the bus, you're gonna be late for that job interview, and you're probably gonna lose the job. It the same thing applies with Yahweh. He's calling out to his people who have ears to hear and eyes to see. And we say that over and over, because it's the reality of what he's saying, is that I want people who are listening. I'm looking for people that are searching. I'm looking for people that are willing to say, hey, you know what? I'm not going to just sit here and be spoon-fed. I'm going to dig a little deeper, and I'm going to find out what Yahweh requires of me. I want to be in step with him. And those people that are in step with him, they're going to be the ones, Aaliyah, that are going to become the forerunners. They're going to be the ones that are going to move forward, march forward. And then the rest are going to be standing saying, what happened? Because there were 10 virgins. You choose in what time you want to be. You choose whether you're going to be late or you're going to go. They were late. They went back, and then what did they do? They were out of time, and they went back to go and do what they needed to do, and they missed it. So the same thing is what he's saying to you tonight. The clock is ticking. It's probably literally 3 minutes to 12. 3 minutes to 12. Like, really, 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 the time that we're in is like really, really significant. So we need to be saying to ourselves, I want to be in time with my king, because I don't want to miss it when he calls.
You know, we're going to go to a song break. I believe that there's been so much that has been shared this evening, and it is such a blessing to hear Yahweh's word. And we want to go to our first song of the evening. And you know what? When I was really praying about the music for this evening's coffee break, this song really came onto my heart, and it is such a powerful, powerful song. And I pray that it will just wash over you, that it will just minister to you tonight, and that you will be able to proclaim these words aloud. The song is called Faith Sees. So enjoy, and we will continue when we get back.
Broken lives and hopeless hearts, but faith sees a miracle, looking for a home.
We see armies rise, we face lions' dens, we hear giants roar, you will never win, but faith sees a miracle, looking for.
I believe in miracles.
I believe in miracles.
I believe in miracles.
welcome back to the coffee break. And it is so good to be with you this evening. You know, during this song, it was, you know, just really, really, there was a scripture that was laid on my heart and I had no idea what it said, but it was just going over and over in my heart, like Yeshua was telling me, you need to read this scripture, and it's what I want you to be able to speak out and to say this evening. And it's found in Ephesians 1, and it's from verse 3, and it says, "Praise be to the God and Father of our Messiah Yeshua, who has blessed us in the heavenly realms with every spiritual blessing in Yeshua. For he chose us in him before the creation of the world to be holy and blameless in his sight. In love, he predestined us to be adopted as his children through Messiah Yeshua, in accordance with his pleasure and his goodwill, to the praise of his glorious grace, which he has freely given us in the one he loves. In him we have redemption through his blood, the forgiveness of sins, in accordance with the riches of God's grace that he has lavished on all of us with wisdom and understanding. And he has made known to us the mystery of his will, according to his good pleasure, which he purposed in Yeshua, to be put into effect when the times will have all reached their fulfillment, that is, to bring all things in heaven and on earth together under one head, under one Messiah." And that is so, so powerful, because right then and there, Yosef, he's saying to us that we who believe, who are sitting here today, who are sitting here right now, we can praise Yeshua because he has predestined us. Yahweh predestined us to be transformed into the image of Messiah Yeshua for this time period, for this time right now, until he has put everything in time perfectly under Messiah Yeshua when he returns to this world. We have this beautiful task right now to fulfill. We have been adopted as his children into Messiah Yeshua. We know we are part of the family. We have spoken about that so many times. That is our identity in him. He redeemed us from the world. He redeemed us from slavery, took us out of Egypt as the world and our own personal Egypts, where we were slaves to sin and the things that we had, you know, that were problems and burdens for our lives, whether it be addictions or just normal, you know, sinful things. He has taken us out of those things and he has adopted us. We are part of the family. We have a new identity. Our time is in him, and we are here on this earth right now in 2021 because he has predestined it to be so that in order that we can be part of the plan of him placing everything underneath Yeshua's feet at that time. So we must just get busy doing the things that he has called us to do, overcoming in his perfect will and grace, and knowing that he is always with us. And knowing that, you know what, he is going towards doing exactly what he has always promised that he would do. And that is, at the end of time, everything will be under Messiah Yeshua's feet. We know how it ends, and the story is good. Although it's going to look bad on this earth, we know that it's going to end well. Amen. And so let us just continue to run that race with perseverance in order to win that prize. May we cleanse our timelines from the things that get in there that defile our time, be it the things that lead us to despondency. I was speaking to someone about despondency yesterday, and they were saying how despondency is keeping them from fulfilling the things that Yahweh has given them to fulfill, powerful in this time period. We need to just, you know, we know that these things are very hard to carry: despondency, doubt, guilt, you know, fear, all of these things. But Yahweh is able to. So we can take the journey to work through those things, to cleanse out our time so that we are fully alive and living the abundant life that he has called us to live, and in us and through us doing the things that he has called us to do. And that is why it remains exciting as long as we are in alignment with his time. And that is the whole purpose. He said in Exodus 12 verses 1 to 2, this is the first day. This is a new month. You know, this is the first of everything. So get in line with my time. And you know what? Get in line with that time and you will be able to walk with me. You know, Yosef, it's incredible because Yahweh redeemed the Israelites out of Egypt, and he wanted to turn them into a nation that would radiate his power and his truth and his glory to the world. And you know, as long as they remain in step with him, he didn't just redeem them to say, okay, you've got this new identity. It was really a walk. He was taking them from Egypt, then they were stopping at Sinai to get the Torah, and then they were supposed to go on and cross the border into the promised land, be fully alive as the people that they were called to be. But we know that they messed up. And so what happened? Time got messed up for them. Time got messed up for them because they couldn't believe that Yahweh was who he said he was, and that they were who they said that, you know what, he said, this is who you are. You are this generation, this chosen generation, this treasured inheritance, this priesthood. This is who you are. And yet, when they stood there at the border, they were like, wow, these giants in the land, they are massive and big, and we're just grasshoppers. Instead of saying, I'm a priest, I'm a kingdom of priests, you know, instead of being who Yahweh said that they were and believing in who he said he was, they saw themselves as grasshoppers in their own eyes. And that's not how Yahweh saw them. And that is the burden that sometimes we have, that unbelief, and it messes up time for us. We need to believe in who he says we are, speaking to myself tonight, and also who he says he is, because otherwise we just mess up our time. We just take 6 more months when we could have got there quicker. We just take 40 years and we end up dying in the wilderness when we should have gone in. You know what I mean? And Caleb and Joshua, the two that didn't die, you know, it's incredible to me because Caleb saw his inheritance. He was 40 years old when he saw his inheritance because he was one of the spies. He spied out Hebron, which would eventually be his city. And he had to wait 40 years in the wilderness until he was 80 years old for nothing that he had done, no sin of his own. His time got messed up, Yosef, and he could not take what he had already seen because someone else didn't do what they were supposed to do. And let that also be a warning to us today. My delay in fulfilling the mandate Yahweh has given to me might result in someone else losing out in their salvation walk. That is the mandate that we have. You know, that is the responsibility that we have when we walk with Yeshua, when we have the gift of his spirit and we know we have his power. We need to be moving in the realm of miracles, as that song said, and also in the realm of his power until he brings everything unto that completion. I don't want to delay things for anybody else because I'm not believing that I can be who he says that I need to be and that he is who he says he is. May we take that on board to know that he is everything that we need. We have everything that we need. We just need to get right with our time.
You know, Leah, I see in the comments here, Sister Colleen said, you know, if we get in line with Abba, we will be getting in line with his time and timing. And that is so true. It's so important, as we said, that we get in line with our King and that we ask him what it is that he wants us to do. And not only that, you know, Caleb, the reason why Caleb was who he was because of what Yahweh said. Remember, Yahweh said, this man, this person, his heart is wholeheartedly serving me. Every part of his heart, wholeheartedly. In other words, there wasn't a place in his heart for an idol. There wasn't a place in his heart for anything else except Yahweh. And he served Yahweh wholeheartedly with all that he was. And that's why it's so important. If we serve Yahweh with all our mind, all of who we are, and we serve him in that manner, then truly we should be in line with him and we should be walking in the way that he wants us to walk. And that's why I just want to say, you know, the book of Revelation, and we speak about this so often, the 144,000, it says, follow the Lamb wherever he goes. The reason why they're following the Lamb wherever he goes is because they are in line with him. They are in time with him, and their eyes are seeing and their ears are hearing. That's who he wants us to be. He wants us to be people who are in time with him. You know, Leah, this evening, I really want to pray for people that are on the coffee break. You know, it's important, like Leah said, that we are praying for one another. And if this is the time now that we have, and this is the coffee break that we've been given a time, then we need to use that time and redeem that time wisely. And I really feel this evening that, you know, it's important that we pray for one another. And sometimes we put out a prayer, or we say, let's put down our prayer request. But the truth of the matter is, maybe you're sitting there and you don't actually know how Yahweh sees you. You don't actually know this evening what Yahweh wants to say to you. Maybe you have have a prayer request, but this evening I want to challenge you to open your heart where you are sitting. And if you really believe or you really desire Yahweh to speak to you this evening, if you desire for Yahweh just to encourage you, if you desire for Yahweh to give you direction, maybe you're in a place in your life right now where things are busy, things are difficult, maybe you're struggling and you're spinning around and you're saying, well, I feel like I don't have enough time, or I don't actually know what I'm supposed to be doing with my time. Maybe you the opposite. There is an opposite to either side of this. Maybe you're sitting there saying, well, I'm too busy, or maybe you're sitting at home saying, well, I have too much time, I don't know what to do with myself. So I'm sitting and I really want to do things for Yahweh's kingdom, but I just don't know how. Then this evening, where you are sitting, I want to ask you to do something in a spiritual sense. I want to ask you to open up your heart. You know, it is difficult to receive something if you are sitting with your hands closed. It's very, very difficult to receive a gift or to receive something when somebody comes to you if you're going to keep your hands closed continually. Tonight, Yahweh is saying to you, open up your heart. Open up your heart with a desire that is inside of you, and say in the spiritual sense, in the inner parts of your body, say, Yahweh, I desire for you to talk to me. I desire for you to really, really speak to me this evening. I really, truly believe that even though we are across many, many miles and we are across oceans, Yahweh, through the power of his Ruach, has the ability to speak to you tonight and to encourage you in a way that will basically blow your mind. I really do believe that, and I pray that Yahweh will. So I want us this evening to pray and to really allow Yahweh's Spirit just to move and for him to bless us. Father, I just want to thank you this evening in the name of Yeshua. Father, first and foremost, for every single person that has come here this evening. Father, I know that where we are at in our walk with you, Father, differs from person to person. But yet, Father, we are all your children. We are all your sons and daughters. And Father, tonight I want to pray for every single person that is here. Father, I pray that individually that you will speak to them. But more importantly, Father, they came this evening to this coffee break not to hear only myself and Aaliyah talk. They came this evening, Father, because they have a need. They came this evening, Father, because they want to serve you in spirit and in truth. They came this evening, Father, because they know that you are the giver of life. They know, Father, that you are the one that changed them. They know, Father, that you are the one that restored them. They know, Father, that you are the one that can give them direction and can give them, Father, meaning to this life that they are living. So, Father, I want to pray this evening that if they are finding themselves in a place where they feel empty, maybe they're finding themselves in a place of confusion, or Father, maybe they are carrying burdens of others, maybe family members or people, Father, whom they love, then this evening, Father, I want to pray that they will cast their burdens upon you, and Father, that you will carry them, that Father, their burdens will be lifted from their shoulders, and that they will know, Father, that you are for them and not against them, that you, Father, will be, as that song said, the God of miracles for them. In this time, Father, that we find ourselves in, where it feels like the world is being turned upside down, Father, where it feels as if everything that we once knew to be normal has been changed, I pray, Father, that we will have stability as we put our weak hands into your firm hand, Father, and where you lead us. I pray, Father, that you will lead us through storms, that you will lead us through barren lands, Father, that you will lead us through fertile plains, Father, and in all the places that we go, that we will learn that you are greater, that you are able, Father, and that you are willing to do exceedingly abundantly more than we could ever dream or imagine, as long as we remain in you. Father, tonight I pray that as we pray for individuals that are laid upon my heart, Father, that you will really, 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 Father, through the power of your Spirit, impact their lives. Father, that your Spirit will change their lives, that your Spirit, Father, will ignite a passion in them again to know, Father, that they are your chosen people, that they have been called by your name and that you love them. And I thank you for this in Yeshua's name. You know, this evening I have a few people laid on my heart, and I want to pray for Aideen this evening. And Aideen, I want to say to you this, that Yahweh is so pleased with your life. He's not only pleased with who you are as a woman in the kingdom of Yahweh, but he is pleased with the warrior status that you have in his kingdom. Yahweh has blessed you, sister, to pray, to study Yahweh's word, to seek him in the beauty of holiness, and that is who you are. Yahweh says that you are to be a warrior in his kingdom, a person who stands at the gates and prays prays and continues to pray, even though it might seem, sister, like things are not changing and people are not changing. Yahweh says, I am the one who officiates. I am the one that establishes those changes. But what I desire is I desire for you to stand, for you to pray, and for you to make your request known to me. And as you do that, I am going to fill you with more understanding. I'm going to give you the desires of your heart, those things that you've been praying for in the quietness of your own house. And Yahweh says that when you pray, I listen. And when you seek me, I answer you. And Yahweh says that he's going to bless you and open up more of who you are to you. He's going to reveal to you the depth of who you are in his kingdom. And he's going to refine you, and he's going to take you through a process in your life that is going to change you. And people are going to begin to see it. People are going to see it on your face. People are going to begin to see it in your relationships. Your family members and the people around you are going to see that there is a change that is happening in you. And I pray in the name of Yeshua that Yahweh will shield you and protect you, and that every place on which your foot shall tread, that Yahweh will lead you and guide you, and that as you yoke yourself to him and as you desire to know more of his word, I pray that Yahweh will bless you in a mighty, mighty, powerful way and raise you up in this generation to be a voice of reason, a voice of change, a voice of justice and righteousness, and a voice who says, you know what, I've been through X, Y, and Z, but I know who my king is. I know where I've come from, and I also know where I'm going. So Sister Aideen, I want to say to you tonight, may Yahweh bless you, may Yahweh keep you, may he seal you up by the power of his spirit, and may he be the one who is your father, may he be the one who is your daddy, may he be the one who is your husband, and may he be the one that leads you into all truth in Yeshua his name. Tonight I also want to pray for, I just want to see these names. There was some names here and now they've gone missing. And they, I have you laid on my heart again, and I just want to say to you tonight, I really feel to say to you, confusion be gone. Whatever is confusing you, whatever is causing you to not know whether you need to go to the left or to the right, Yahweh says to you tonight that the confusion around your mind will be gone in the name of Yeshua. I pray that every thought that comes into your mind from this day forward shall be the thoughts of Messiah Yeshua. I pray that you will have the mind of Messiah Yeshua, that you will not be confused, that you will not worry about the future, that you will not worry about your life and the choices that you need to make or the choices that you have made. Yahweh says that as you pray and as you seek me, even in the times that feel like you don't have time to pray, Yahweh says 5 minutes, 10 minutes is all that is needed for you to establish a connection, a deep connection with me. And as you do that in faith, I will draw you deeper and I will take you into a place that you haven't been before, a place of my depth and a place of assurity, and also a place of great wisdom and understanding of my word. You have so many desires inside of you, and so many desires for being who you desire to be. And Yahweh says that those desires that you have not been placed inside of you haphazardly. They weren't just there because it's something that you want to do. They've been placed inside of you since you were born. Yahweh says that they are hard-coded into your DNA. It's who you are meant to be. And Yahweh says that those places that you are desiring to go into, he will open doors in his time, great and mighty doors. And as those doors open, you will remember the words of Yahweh. Yahweh says that you will remember, and in that time of remembrance, Yahweh says that you will be changed and you will be renewed. And I pray for that over you. I pray that in your life, in your family life, in your studies, whatever it is now that you're doing with your life, I don't know. I pray that Yahweh will be your source, that he will be the one that you run to for every single decision that you make, and that he will speak clearly to you, and that he will speak profoundly to you, and that your ears will hear his voice, whether it be quiet or whether it be profoundly, like I said, but that you will always hear his voice in the name of Yeshua. Father, I also want to pray this evening. Father, I want to lift up Sister Colleen to you. And Colleen, I really want to say this to you, that there is a fire that is burning inside of you. Immediately when I saw your name and as I began to pray for you, I just see this tremendous fire, the fire of Yahweh that's burning inside of you. It's like a mighty raging fire. And Yahweh says that you are like a woman of dynamite, is the word that comes to me, like a woman that is going to explode for Yahweh's kingdom, explode explode in a good sense. You're going to be a person that the enemy is going to be bothered with, a person that the enemy is going to look at and not know what to do because of the fire of Yahweh that is inside of you. And Yahweh says that you love me. You love me with a sincere heart. You love me with a deep passion and a deep desire. And it's been through your life. Every single thing that has happened in your life has not drawn you away from me, says Yahweh, but it's drawn you to me. And because it's drawn you to me, it has created more of a fire and a zeal inside of you. And it's almost as if Yahweh says that he is going to place more of this kind of logs. It's almost like logs that I see being placed on the fire in order for your fire to continually burn more and more in the days to come. I pray in the name of Yeshua that you will be a bright light in a dark and desperate world, that you will be a voice in this time, that your voice will resound through the walls of injustice, through the walls of corruption, through the walls of evil and sin. I pray that as you speak, that the walls will break, and that Yahweh's voice will be your voice, that the words that you speak will be written on the tables of your heart through the times of intimacy that you spend with your King. And I believe, sister, that that is who you are, a woman of prayer, a woman of deep understanding, and a woman who desires to dig deeper and deeper and deeper until you discover for yourself the truth of what Yahweh is saying. You're not someone that takes it at face value. You're someone that discovers it because of your searching. And that is what Yahweh says. Yahweh says, because you search me out, you will find me. You will find me in a way that you have never found me before, and I will reveal myself to you at a greater level, and a deeper understanding will be given to you. Father, tonight I also really want to pray for Darby. Brother Darby, I want to lift you up before the King tonight. I want to place you before him. And I really feel tonight, brother, that Yahweh is saying to you, even though times feel in your life like things are weary, even though it feels sometimes like you're tired, Yahweh says that I'm going to lift you up. I'm going to take you into a deeper realm and a higher state of understanding with me. And Yahweh says that even though it feels sometimes like your spiritual walk sometimes has been hit on pause, maybe, you know who you are. And Yahweh says to you tonight, remember who you are. Remember what I have said to you. Remember where I want to take you. Remember that even though young people grow faint, they will rise up on wings like eagles. And Yahweh says to you tonight, it's time for me to lift you up. It's time for me to take you to a higher place where you can have a greater perspective of not only where you're going, but also where you've been, what you have been through, and where I still want to take you in the days to come. I really also feel like there is a door in front of you, a door of opportunity, a door of new beginnings. And Yahweh says that the door seems closed, but at an appointed time, Yahweh says not now, but at an appointed time, that door will swing wide open. And when it does, every detail of what you need to do as you enter through that door will be given to you, whether it be A to B or B to Z. Yahweh will give you every single detail that you need, so that you know how to fit things together. I also pray for you in the name of Yeshua. I feel like Yahweh has blessed you to be a networker and a communicator. And I pray in the name of Yeshua that those giftings that Yahweh has given you, that you will use those giftings for the kingdom of Yahweh in the days to come, to network and to bring people together for a greater cause and for a greater meaning in the days to come. Brother Darby, I want to pray, may Yahweh bless you. May Yahweh keep you. May He make His face to shine upon you. I pray for you and for Debbie tonight. Debbie, I pray for you in the name of Yeshua that you too will be lifted up, that you too will be empowered, that Yahweh will bless you with more of His Spirit in your life and a greater overflow. And as you seek Him, I pray too that there will be no fear, no doubt, and no anxiety in Yeshua's name. Amen.
Amen. It has been so good to be on the coffee break this evening. What a tremendous blessing it has been. And you know what? Like we always say, that just because you didn't get a prayer tonight doesn't mean that Yahweh doesn't see you and doesn't want to speak to you, because maybe He wants to speak to you on His own, and He wants to take you to a place where when you go and pray right after the coffee break, He's going to speak to you so directly. Sometimes He wants to do that, and other times He just wants us to pray for you. but know that we are always praying for each and every single one of you. And may Yahweh just richly, richly bless you and keep you and make his face to shine upon you. I know that Abba Father loves each and every single one of you. And thank you for being with us on the coffee break. And thank you for being part of this family of Yeshua. And we are all his children, all adopted into this family, and how glorious that is. And thank you so much. I honor each of you for being part of that family. And one day we will all be together, and that would be such a glorious time. So may you be blessed, Shavuot Tov, and we are going to be playing out with a very old school song that was probably a pretty well-known Christian song when Yosef and I were teenagers. We're not that old, but you know what? It's a really, really cool song called Come Now Is the Time to Worship. So enjoy, see you next week, and may Yahweh bless you.
Shalom, everybody.
Time to work.
as you are to us.